What's up, everybody? Wow, the minute I hit record, my phone does that. That's really, really fucking great. Hi, I'm here. I'm back. It's been a while. I want to say the last episode that I recorded of the podcast was in August, maybe even July. And I've just been really like, I don't even want to say busy because that would just be a fucking lie. Distracted, I guess you could say. Distracted with other things, not bad things necessarily. There's just been a lot going on. If you've been paying attention to the YouTube channel that I post the videos of this podcast, then you know, like, I have been posting just nothing having to do with the Tori Franco show and the podcast and everything like that. I'm trying to get back into it because it was my first baby. So I can't neglect it like I have been. I have a couple of people that I want to be talking, that I want to talk to, and I'll be reaching out to. This kind of ties into what I want to talk about in this episode. It's episode 51. I've done 51 episodes, which is crazy. I promise I will be more consistent. A lot of people have been like, where the fuck is the podcast? Like, did you stop? And I'm like, no. Obviously, here I am. I want to talk about what I've been dealing with, really. It's really me being my own worst enemy. It's so funny because if you guys watch the history of this podcast, I'm very open and honest about where I'm at, and it's just so up and down. It's ridiculous. Like, people watching on the outside probably think that I'm mentally unwell or something like that, but I'm not. I'm just human, and things happen, and ups and downs happen in life. Right? So, I've been struggling with myself lately, and y'all know I was on that whole, taking care of myself thing for a while, and I was feeling really good. I was really fucking motivated, and then school started for me, and I'm in school full time, and I'm doing this life coaching certification thing, once a week on top of that. And so it became a lot, and I read my tarot cards before everything happened. I'm like, how am I going to be able to handle, like, how am I going to be handling everything all at once? And the burnout card came up, which makes a lot of fucking sense because that's kind of where I'm at. It's just wearing myself very thin, trying to have a social life, trying to take care of all my responsibilities and get things done. And then I reach a point with, like, because I've come to the conclusion that I definitely have adult ADHD. I've come to the point where I become debilitated and then I don't move at all on anything, which I think is like some sort of side effect or symptom of adult ADHD. I have no idea. Therapy is a godsend. I am going to be tested for it. So we'll see. I'll let y'all know. But in this episode, realistically, what I wanted to talk about is imposter syndrome. I know this introduction is very long-winded, but I just had to go through all of that. I'm trying to figure out where I belong in regards to the internet space. Because I genuinely don't feel like I belong in certain spaces with my peers. And y'all know, like, my peers are the people that I've become friends with through TikTok, right? That's Rhea and Chess and V and Bonnie and Amber and, like, all of these people. I don't feel as though I, not that I don't measure up. I just don't feel as though I belong in that space. And that can trigger a lot of imposter syndrome because I think my audience is different than theirs. My audience is people who actually want to listen to me speak and like talk about these things, you know? And maybe there's a little bit of crossover, of course, but I just don't see, like, when you're surrounded by people that are genuinely fun and funny and creative even, and you kind of take a step back and you don't see yourself as any of those things, and those people are getting a lot of attention for being those things, and you're just trying to be yourself in a space where people are really interested in one thing, it can become a little bit, it can trigger imposter syndrome. And I have imposter syndrome regardless. Regardless of who I'm surrounded by, I have that, what the fuck am I offering? What the fuck do I have to offer? What am I doing here? Why am I here? Why do people actually listen to what I have to say? You know? And that in and of itself can become extremely debilitating. I mean, listen, I am happy for all the successes of every single person that I've met on social media. I love, you know, I love being entertained by my friends. I love having entertaining friends that are doing shit in the internet space. But when I put myself next to them, I don't feel like I belong, for whatever reason. And I know that's just something that's in my head. That's something that's an insecurity, you know, like that I have, you know what I mean? Because obviously the proof is there. I have a platform on TikTok. I have a platform on Instagram. You guys follow me here and listen to what I have to say. So it's not that I'm uninteresting. It's not that I need other people. I've just convinced myself that I cannot do it on my own. That nobody would really genuinely be interested in Tori alone. And this sort of mindset branches off into every aspect of my life, and thus the codependency comes out, you know, because you feel like you need this person in order to feel relevant. So even in relationships, you know, like you start to feel like I am not somebody unless I have somebody. And that's not even somebody in a romantic sense. When you're speaking romantically, of course, yeah. We're talking about that codependency in a romantic sense, right? I am not Tori, or I am not worthy unless I have somebody to tell me that I'm worthy. Somebody outside of myself to tell me that I'm worthy. I am not worthy unless... It's basically consistently putting your worth onto another person, basically. Not putting it onto them, onto putting your worth, basing your worth on whether you have other people to prop you up, if that makes any fucking sense, right? So I live that life on a daily basis when it comes to my social media platforms and everything that I'm trying to do, or as of late stopped trying to do because my imposter syndrome got so bad, right? When it comes to my romantic relationships, when it comes to my platonic relationships even, I am not somebody standing alone. Like, I am nobody when I am just Tori. That is what the imposter inside of Tori Franco says. I am a nobody. Period. If you don't have a person to take care of, if you don't have a person to love and shower with gifts and do all of these things for, you are nobody. If you don't have friends that, like, you know, when it comes to social media, if you don't have TikTok friends that help you out and who can put you on their platforms to, you know, gain more exposure for yourself, nobody gives a shit about you alone. You know, no female is going to come into your life and love you for just who you are, period. What you bring to the table right now, you have to have something else. No person is going to follow Tori Franco for Tori Franco without Rhea, without being connected to Rhea or V or Chas or Bonnie, because you're uninteresting otherwise. Nobody gives a shit otherwise. That's what the imposter inside of my brain specifically tells me. And so when you constantly have that voice inside of your head saying those things about every aspect of your life, and you never give yourself credit when it comes to school. I have a 4.0, well, almost. I have a 3.9 GPA right now. It will be a 4.0 by the end of the semester. I can guarantee you that, right? I've been maintaining a 4.0 GPA for the last year and a half of my college career, right? And I consistently tell myself that the only reason why I have that 4.0 GPA is because it's just really easy. Because, you know, I pay a lot for school. So they make it really easy for their students. And, you know, it's not that I'm overly smart or anything like that. It's just that I'm at a school that doesn't really challenge their students. That's the imposter syndrome. Never giving yourself credit for your wins and just never giving yourself credit, period. There are so many, I'm going to be completely honest, right? There are so many trips, and I don't even think my peers on social media know this, and who knows if they even fucking watch this, right? But there are so many trips that I've been invited to that I've said no to. I mean, one of them was significant because I had a death in the family, the wedding, Kelsey's wedding. I didn't go to because my cousin passed away, right? But if you notice, I haven't been at any trips. And lately, it's because, well, A, because I've worn myself too thin. I've taken on so much, and going back to the burnout shit, that's a reason. But B, there's a piece of me that's like, nobody cares. You're irrelevant. Nobody, you're not on the same level as everybody else. Nobody gives a fuck about you. That's the imposter. That's the imposter that I live with continuously. That's the voice that I'm consistently hearing inside my head. And it's tough at times because it's the voice that stops me in my tracks. And it's something that I'm working through. I haven't been posting I haven't been posting my podcast because, again, I consistently am like, what the fuck do you have to talk about right now? Nobody wants to listen to just you by yourself. You need guests. Again, the imposter comes in and is like, you need guests. You can't just keep talking by yourself. Nobody wants to listen to you drone on and on about fucking bullshit all the time. You know, that's the voice inside my head that consistently speaks that, right? And so I listen to this voice and I'm like, you know what, bitch? You're right. Nobody does want to listen to me by myself. So might as well just not say a goddamn thing, right? And that what's the word I'm looking for? Dictates my actions going forward. And it's this self-fulfilling prophecy where the voice, it starts with the voice, it starts with the imposter voice, or it starts with the voice that tells you you're an imposter, I should say. I'm just going to call the voice the imposter, because realistically, that's really what it is. The voice is the imposter, but the voice is telling you that you're an imposter. Nobody gives a fuck about you. What do you have to offer? You know, I'm in this life coaching certification class because I feel like if I have that, at least I'll have some sort of credibility or skin in the game to be like, hey, I'm not just arbitrarily fucking speaking out of my asshole. I have this certification. Does it mean anything? No, it means dick. It's a good thing to have, great, but I can speak from my experiences, period, right now, present day. And I'm not doing these episodes to teach, right? I'm in the thick of whatever my fucking issues are. I'm not out here telling you how I got over the imposter syndrome because I'm not over it. Maybe talking about it will help. Communication is key. Great. But that's another thing that keeps me from posting. It's like, well, you're not fixed yet. You're not fixed yet. You're not where you want to be yet. Why do you think that you have any authority or any legs to stand on when it comes to speaking about these subjects? Like, what makes you think you have anything to offer right now? And so again, that those thoughts pile up and it keeps you from moving on the things that you just genuinely, why can't it just be enough that I love doing this and I love connecting with people and I love the feedback that I get, even if it's 2-3 fucking people who message me and they're like, hey, I heard that fucking podcast about your ex and it really hit home for me, or hey, I listened to that podcast about whatever the fuck, XYZ, right? Why can't that just be enough? I don't know. I have no fucking idea. And I'm not saying any of this to get sympathy or it's not a woe is me thing. I simply tell y'all this shit because I know there are people out there who can relate. And I may not have all the answers. I don't have all the fucking answers. Nobody has all the answers. I got news for you. Nobody. Think of your biggest idol out there. Whether it's fucking me or Rhea or fucking Gary Vaynerchuk or Tony Robbins, nobody has all the fucking answers. Nobody. And if they're selling that to you, they're selling you a fucking dream. Because if you're human, you don't have all the answers, right? But I'm not trying to like get sympathy. I don't want sympathy for the shit that the voices, right? I want to talk about this because I know intuitively that there are people out there who deal with the same shit. Everybody deals with this shit. Unless you're a complete and utter narcissist and your head's completely up your ass, then okay, fine, you probably don't deal with this. But if you're a mentally healthy human being in some capacity, even if you're not mentally healthy, if you're self-aware, you deal with imposter syndrome. And people are like, where have you been? Where have you been? And it's funny because when you have imposter syndrome, when you have ADHD, which I'll do a whole nother episode about that. If this continues to fall, I swear to God, I'm going to literally, if you're watching me on video, I sincerely apologize that I'm fighting with my microphone right now. What was I going to say? When you have the imposter syndrome that keeps you from doing the things that you love because you consistently listen to that voice, when you have severe ADHD, people look at you and they're like, you're lazier. At the very least, you look at yourself and you're like, nah, look, see, I'm right. I am a piece of shit. I don't have anything to offer. And then again, it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy. And that is the, would you call it a phenomenon? I don't know. That is the, I don't even know what you would fucking call it. That's the kicker. is that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a vicious cycle. It's a loop that is hard to break, you know? And I feel like a lot of us live that life, you know, like that, oh, well, I just have to do this one last thing and then I'll be worthy. I have to lose that 30 pounds. And this goes back to self-love, you know? I have to lose that 30 pounds, then I'll be worthy of a relationship. I have to get that one more degree. I have to get my master's, then I'll be worthy of a professional job. We tell ourselves we need to do one more thing, one more thing, one more thing before we're worthy or qualified. You could get a PhD in whatever the fuck your subject is that you want to get a PhD in. And if you have imposter syndrome, that PhD means dick. And that's the crazy part about all of it. You know, it's like, why can't the human experience just be enough for me to come on here and speak? I don't, like I said, I don't claim to have all the answers. I never did. I'm just out here telling y'all what works for me, what I've discovered works for me. And you guys know, if you watch the past episodes about, you know, when I was in solitude and I was really doing things for myself, and meditating every day and like really, really making sure that I was taking care of myself, right? That was the best that I had felt. I could tell you that. From now, looking back, that was the best I'd felt mentally, physically, walking every day, doing what everything that I was doing. I mentally was like, no, I got this. I was grounded. You know what I mean? So it's not that I don't know what helps. Like, I don't want anybody to listen or watch this episode and think like, she don't know jack shit. I know nobody's doing that because I just, you know, I know you guys understand that I'm not out here trying to like play like I have all the answers, right? But at the very least, I recognize what helps. I've been very distractible lately. I've been very all over the place. I've been, you get sucked into this like vortex of like mistreating yourself mentally, and it all spirals. Like your mental becomes your physical, right? So you consistently tell yourself that you're not shit, and then you start physically treating yourself like you're not shit. And that's, I mean, at least for me, that is the loop that I get sucked into. I'm consistently making mountains out of molehills. Even when it comes to my fucking schoolwork, things that would take me 2 hours to do. This really ties into my ADHD as opposed to my imposter syndrome. But imposter syndrome definitely plays a part in this, because you consistently tell yourself that you're going to suck at everything that you do. Well, then you don't even want to do it. Right? There's no point. And you get sucked into this, you become a victim of yourself, realistically. And so imposter syndrome is definitely running rampant. And that's where I've been. That's why I haven't been here. The only thing that I know to, that like to be true that I'm fairly good at, and even then I'm like, am I really good at this, or are people just blowing smoke up my ass to be nice? The only thing is these tarot cards. At the very least, tarot is something that I'm so fucking passionate about and that I love doing, right? It's like right up there with music. Puts me in this, I don't know, this place where I just feel like I'm genuinely adding value. But I don't know if it's because it's a skill that I know I somewhat have. You know what I mean? It's a tangible, like, skill, and that makes me feel like I have some credit. You know what I mean? Or if it, I mean, no, it's not that. I just fucking love it. I really do. It's just, I love everything about it. But that's, here's the thing. I don't know how to combat this. I think there are multiple ways you can do it, right? You just come out full swing, just swinging both hands and your entire body. You come at it in that way. For me, I try to take a step back. It starts with meditating. Yesterday I was in this ADHD loop trying to do homework, right? I had to create this PDF file. I'm taking, amongst many other classes, I'm taking a class on basically learning how to use Adobe InDesign to like design certain things, ebooks, zines. I've made a couple of zines actually. If y'all are listening, I'll maybe put them in the description somewhere or put them on my website for a free download just so you can see. I mean, they're, it's nothing to call home about, but I'm learning how to do like certain design things. So yesterday I had to design for my school's international board. I had to design a fillable PDF. There's a point to this story, I promise. Okay. I had to design it from scratch. They already had their PDF. They sent us the PDF and they're like, this is what we want to see. You can redesign it, you know, with different fonts, whatever. But we want it to be fillable and interactive so that people can fill it out on their computers and send it back. We don't know how to do that. Me, now taking this class, I know how to do it. But this class specifically is like, it's an independent study. It's me and another, and a dude in the class. And you're basically learning at your own pace somewhat. And you're teaching yourself basically this program. And when you have ADHD, teaching yourself is a little bit difficult because your brain is all over the fucking place. I swear, by the way, I'm not trying to use ADHD as a crutch for everything, but it just, when you realize that you've had it your entire life, you're like, wow, this makes total sense. Now, I'm not a complete lazy asshole procrastinator. I just simply have ADHD, right? So just keep that, bear that in mind. I understand that not everything goes back to ADHD, but this particular thing absolutely does. I procrastinated doing this, creating this PDF for this committee because I consistently told myself that I was going to suck at it, that it was going to take too long, that I was going to be stressed out and whatever. And so all day yesterday I got stuck in this fucking imposter loop. On top of the ADHD loop, it was just a loop where I went to go take a fucking shower and put on music and did karaoke and started singing instead of taking a shower because I was just doing anything to procrastinate having to sit down and start this project. Hold on one second. My camera just keeps turning off. very fucking annoying. Anyway, so I continued to, like, just live by that mantra yesterday. Like, oh, this is going to take too long. I'm going to be really stressed out. I don't even want to do it. Whatever. And I remember talking to the girl that I'm dating. I was talking to her and I'm like, watch, I finally get focused and I sit down and I do this. It's going to take me like 2 hours to do. And what do you know? I sat down, I did it. And when I finished altogether, the work was like 2 hours. I could have banged it out in like 3 seconds, you know? And like, that's what my school career is like. I have a paper to write, a 6-7 page paper to write. I've procrastinated until the very last minute. And then when I finally sit down to do it and actually focus and get rid of all my fucking distractions, it takes, you know, let's say 3 fucking hours to write a 7-page paper. But it's the sitting down. And so it's not just ADHD for me. I don't know if the two are tied. I'll have to, like, really do some fucking research and look it up, or maybe ask my psychologist, my therapist, about if the two are tied. But they definitely go together, the imposter syndrome and the ADHD. I feel like there's some sort of tie there. Because once I sat down yesterday to do the project that I was trying to do, this mountain that I made, that I created in my brain, it was not a mountain at all. It was literally a little hump on the ground. It did not, doing the project did not even, I did not break a sweat, right? But I made it into something that it wasn't. And when I finished, I literally took the PDF and I sent it to the girl that I'm dating. And I was like, I know you don't give a shit about this because it's about traveling, studying abroad, but I am so proud of this work that I have just done. And I just want to show somebody. And that really put things into perspective when I went to bed and I was like, I'm doing a podcast episode tomorrow. I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to literally not speak to anybody and get focused and do a podcast episode and edit and upload it when I intend to upload it. Because even if one person fucking listens, that's enough. And I really don't want to belabor this fucking topic. I don't want to beat it like a dead horse. That's where I'm at right now. And maybe I'll do a couple of episodes about that. If I can remember in my brain, if I can contain that in my brain to do podcast episodes about my imposter syndrome and like where I'm at, I have to write it down. I'm telling you right now, without being diagnosed, I have severe ADHD. But this episode is really just a thank you to everybody who's been encouraging me in the comments, in the DMs. Hey, where are the episodes? Like, I miss hearing you. I miss, you know what I mean? You guys, people who have been encouraging these tarot readings that I've been doing on this channel, you guys, if it's separate, you know, entities, like if it's separate groups of people, I just want to say thank you to every single person that has stuck by me. People on Patreon who are still supporting me. If you've bought my merch, anything that you have done to support me within the last 2 years of this journey that I've been on, I just want to say thank you. I feel very strongly as though I'm at a crossroads with everything. And more so now than ever, I feel like I need to be creating something more than these episodes and more than these tarot readings. And maybe that's enough for you guys, but for me, it's not. And I have a lot of ideas that I'm trying to put, action to. And I promise you guys will not be seeing the last of me when it comes to this podcast or just anything. I would love to know if you're watching on YouTube, if even if you're not watching on YouTube and you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcast, whatever it is, however you consume this content, right? Reach out to me in some way, whether it's emailing me, inquiries@torifranco.com. I forgot my last name. If you want to email me there, or just leave it in the comments of on YouTube, or DM me, however you want to reach out. I want to know, what do you guys want to hear me talk about? Who would you like me to have on the show? And what kind of things do you want to see from me? Because that's important to me. So yeah, that's it. I love you guys very much, and I appreciate each and every single one of you. You'll be seeing more consistency from me, I promise. I love y'all. Peace out.